Sunday night, Chesed Debeis. We'll start from the first line. Chavis Halvavish Ar Yichud Amaisa, going through the various tainus of the Yetzahara. H. Kuf Pei Vov. Chashal Yimta Yetzah Derech Tach Shilcha Min Oifan Azeh. If he failed at the previous enticement, is Hakim Negdecha B'meshu Yetzer Odin Mizeh, something a little more subtle. Till now he talked about the wanting honor from people. Now it's a little more subtle. That you're focused on your schar in olam haba. B'yom lecha atom nivchorei Hashem usgulaso b'kamolcha roi legmul b'olam hazeh v'ba. You deserve the schar in both worlds. V'lachein hishtadol k'fi yecholtecha ulay tizkul lekach b'ma'asecha. The tuv he moshuscha achrei avodas Hashem. He lets him. He says, go serve Hashem. V'lachein tzim hagmul negin einecha, but the prize is the reward. V'hishtadol b'chol yecholtecha lahasigo, and there are psukim to that effect. I talk about the reward. Ki utachlis ashercha v'sisim chasecha ka'amro or zerulatadikul yishrei simcha. So what's wrong? This is very good. This is wonderful. Why we would be listening to this Yetzirah. So this is a subtlety, as the Chavis Halvava says. The subtlety is that you're not supposed to serve Hashem for the purpose of your getting Olam Haba either. And it's not you. You're aware that there's Olam Haba. You're aware even the proper perspective, again, we're talking about a subtlety. The proper perspective is the awareness that that's the Ratzon Hashem also. Hashem wants you to do certain actions, to perform, right? And then Hashem wants you to get Schar Olam Haba. That's all the will of Hashem. So you're focused on that. But if you fall into the trap of being focused on yourself, V'yam Tishmalo, V'tismach Al Dvarav, Yapilcha Besug Misugi Hashituf Hanistar. This is very harsh words. It's shituf. You're serving two masters. Now it's hidden. It's subtle. Because you're doing everything for Hashem. Because you're going to get something out of it. So you're really serving yourself. If your purpose is to get something out of it. Right? When you work for someone and your purpose is the salary. So you're not really. You're working for yourself. Not for him. You're working for him also. Because you're accomplishing the thing he wants you to accomplish. But you're working for yourself as well. That's why it's called the shituf. And the shituf anister, because it's subtle. Ostensibly you're doing everything for him. You're doing it to fulfill and to satisfy yourself. And you don't want to be punished. If not for the hope of a reward, now he goes very fundamentally. If you care to remember, the Chavis Halvavas is fundamental yisod of serving Hashem is because of hakara in gratitude, karas hatov. So that's why he says, if you wouldn't be hoping or anticipating, aspiring to a reward for yourself, then you would, you wouldn't have a problem, he says, being kofi tov, not serving Hashem, if there's nothing in it for you. You wouldn't assume the burden of avoda as an expression of gratitude, because you're not working as an expression of gratitude. You're working because it's a paycheck at the end of the line. And then he says even harsher words, also, and you're not looking at Hashem, roi l'mishmas, l'avoda, Beglal Rama Musa, the Otsum Yecholto, the Gilui Chachmoso. That's another mahalach of serving Hashem. You can do it out of gratitude for what He gave you. You can also do it because He's worthy. He's Matim La'ovdo. Because of Gadluso, he is the Melech, Malchei HaMlochim. But you're not ready to acknowledge that. That's not the ideal way of serving Hashem either. The ideal way the Chag of Avos holds is out of a sense of gratitude. You're not doing it, I mean, just the contrast. You're not doing it because of a reward. Adarabba, your whole heritage is that you got something already from Hashem. You got something from Hashem, and now you're paying Him back. You're giving something back. That's the right way.
Is that also from you also? Because you owe someone a debt? Like, you have to get it off? Get it? Take care of your thank yous? Even that?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. The answer is that if you do it to rid yourself of guilt feelings, then you would be right. But he's talking about the basic hergish that I owe you. What can I do to pay you back? Not to get rid of my guilt feelings that I owe you, but just succumb. Like, it's coming to you. You deserve this. You deserve, if you saved my life. So, and then you say, can you lend me a dollar? You deserve that I should lend you a dollar, right? You want to do it. You're happy about doing it.
More like a pleasure.
Yeah. You tapped on a good nakuda, and I think you're right. If the pleasure is the lifting of a debt that I don't, and I walk around feeling indebted, and then I'm potter from that debt, then you're right. But I think it's a more primary hergish that I want to do this. A kaponim that, or v'afein charoya also roy lemishmeres lemishmaas. But you're doing it for you're gaining something. That's the point of the famous statement in Pirkei Avos. Because then what he's saying is you're not being mishamish as a rav only, you're being mishamish yourself also. Shituf hanister. Okay, we'll stop here. I guess we're not learning tomorrow night.